You're listening to SBS News.
Homeside is a home-based music therapy pilot program. Developed in Melbourne, it's hoped the program will change lives worldwide. Since its launch in August, it's already found participants in Victoria and Tasmania and is being rolled out to Britain, Norway, Poland and Germany. Homeside aims to improve the life of people living with dementia by teaching carers to use music as a management strategy. Music therapy experts will train carers in the home so they don't have to go out for appointments. Carers are also taught to adjust the program to fit the changing mood of the person they're caring for. Professor Felicity Baker, head of music therapy at Melbourne University, is Homeside's creator. She says it's the culmination of 10 years of work.
So we know that music stimulates autobiographical recall. So when we listen to music that's meaningful to us, it stimulates memories and positive emotions. When the carer uses music in a very targeted way to stimulate this autobiographical recall, they see the person come alive, the person behind the dementia. When the carer sees the response, they're getting something back, so it's contributing to the maintenance of the relationship.
Professor Baker says by teaching carers to choose certain music at home, they can evoke specific responses quickly and at no cost. If someone's feeling agitated or distressed, for example, carers might play something like this. Conversely, up-tempo music might lift their mood and make them more aware of their surroundings and loved ones. Dementia Australia says around 450,000 people in the country live with dementia. It's the second leading cause of death in Australia. Marie McCabe, the CEO of Dementia Australia, says music therapy offers people living with dementia another management strategy.
The medications often that are given to people living with dementia can dull their senses, and the experience of music is something that can heighten them.
Many Australians living with dementia live at home with family carers. Many family carers have reported experiencing physical, emotional and economic stress. Ms. McCabe says teaching carers about home-based music therapy could ease some of that stress.
It can give them some respite if they know their loved one is sitting, listening to music and enjoying that. They can be doing other things that they need to do where often they don't get that ability to do that, and it might just be something in the home. It's an activity they carer can set up for their loved one while they're doing other things.
Professor Baker says the Homeside program is well suited to people living with dementia from non-English speaking backgrounds.
Well, one of the important things about music is that it's able to cross different cultures. Music is a very cultural practice, and it's used in different ways in different cultures. One of the unique things about our program, it doesn't require carers to attend a program that's really English language focused. We will help them to choose music that's connected to their own culture and their own history.
Professor Baker says she hopes to develop the so-called train the trainer model to accommodate different cultural, linguistic and family structures.
Many of the programs out there already are not catering so well to people from different cultures. Not to say there's nothing, but we think that this is something that's really simple and easy to use. And as our program develops and as we are able to scale it up, we'll be able to tailor the program to individual cultural backgrounds and hopefully even training people in their own language to use this.
If you and the person you're caring for would like to take part in Homeside, information is available on the University of Melbourne website. Evan Young, SBS News.